श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री गौर भक्तवृंद जी जय श्री श्री राधे कृष्ण गौर गोपी श्याम पंत राधे श्री गिरि गोविंद दान जी जय श्री वृंदावन दान जी जय नवदा दान जी जय गौर जी मोर तो सेवा के देवी की जय आनंद गौरी वैष्णव वृंद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय गो प्रेमानंद जी ओ गॉड से समुद्र गौरी 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 ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो विष्णुपराय कृष्णप्रसादगुरुभक्तवरान्तस्वामिनामने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवगौरवाणी प्रसादनेन्द्रविशेषनिवाणी पश्चादने प्रसादने श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री हरे गदाधर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे फ्रॉम एट द पोर्शन अबाउट इन चैप्टर 12 वर्स 28 माय प्रेयर उवाचाम निशम्य वैकुंठ नियोज्य मुक्तयोर् मधु च्युतम वाचम गुरु प्रम प्रिय पिताभिषेक कृत नित्य मंगलो मुनि प्रणम्याशिषम अव्यवादय मैत्रेय उवाच निशम्य वैकुंठ नियोज मधुच्युतं वाच्यं गुरुक्रम प्रिय ताभिषेकाकृत नित्यमङ्गलो मुनि प्रणम्याशिषम् अव्यवादयत् Maitreya Vaksha. Great sage Maitreya said, Nishamya, after hearing the Vagvanta of the Lord, Niyoja, Associates, Mukhyo, the Chief, Madhuchutam, like pouring honey, Vacham, speeches, Guru Kamapriya, Guru Maharaj, who was very dear to the Lord, Kritabhisheka, took his bath, Krita, performed Nitya Mangala, daily spiritual duties, Muni, to the sages, Pranamya, having offered obeisances, Ashisham, blessings, Abhyavaraya, accepted. Translation, the great sage Maitreya continued, Maharaj Dhruva was very dear to the Supreme Personality of God. When he heard the sweet speeches of the Lord's chief associates and the Vaikuntha plan, immediately took his bath, dressed himself with suitable ornaments, and performed his daily spiritual duties. Thereafter he offered his respectful obeisances to the great sages and there accepted their blessings. Prabhupada, we should mark how beautiful Dhruva Maharaj was in his devotional service. Even at the time he left this material world, he was constantly alert in the performance of devotional duties. Every devotee should take his bath early in the morning and decorate his body with tilak. In Kali Yuga, one can hardly acquire gold or jeweled ornaments, but the 12 marks, tilak marks on the body are sufficient as auspicious decoration to purify the body. Since Dhruva Maharaj was living at that time, and Bhadrakashram, there were other great sages there. He did not become puffed up because the airplane sent by Vaikuntha was waiting for him. As humble Vaishnava, he accepted blessings from all the sages before riding on the plane brought by the chief of Vaikuntha associates. Before getting aboard, Dhruva Maharaj worshipped the airplane circumambulated and also offered obeisances to the associates of Vishnu. In the meantime, he became as brilliant and illuminating as molten gold. He was thus completely prepared to board the transcendental plane. Purport, in the absolute world, the plane, the associates of Lord Vishnu and Lord Vishnu himself are all spiritual. There is no material contamination. In quality, everything there is one. As Lord Vishnu is worshipable, so also are his associates, his paraphernalia, his airplane, and his abode, for everything of Vishnu is as good as Lord Vishnu. Dhruva Maharaj knew all this very well, as a pure Vaishnava, he offered his respects to the associates and to plane before riding it. But in the meantime, his body changed into spiritual existence. Therefore, it was illuminating like molten gold. In this way, he also became one with the other paraphernalia of Vaikuntha, of Vishnu Loka. Mayavadi philosophers cannot imagine how this oneness can be achieved even in different varieties. Their idea of oneness is that there is no variety, therefore they become impersonalists. As Sishumara, Vai, Vishnu Loka, or Dhruva Loka are completely different from this material world, so a Vishnu temple within this world is also completely different from this material world. And as soon as we are in a temple, we should know very well that we are situated differently from the material world. In the temple, Lord Vishnu is thrown in his room and all other things associated with the temple of the transcendental. The three modes, Satguna, Rajaguna, and Tamaguna, have no entrance into the temple. It is said, therefore, that to live in the forest is the mode of goodness, to live in the cities is the mode of passion, to live in a brothel, liquor shop, or slaughterhouses is the mode of ignorance, but to live in the temple means to live in Vaikuntha Loka. Everything in the temple is as worshipable as Lord Vishnu or Krishna. When Dhruva Maharaj was attempting to get on the transcendental plane, he saw death personified approach him. Not caring for death, however, he took advantage of the opportunity to put his feet on the head of death, and thus he got on the airplane, which was as big as a house. Purport, to take the passing away of a devotee and the passing away of a non-devotee is one and the same is completely misleading. While ascending a transcendental airplane, Dhruva Maharaj suddenly saw death personified before him, and he was not afraid. Instead of death giving him trouble, Dhruva Maharaj took advantage of death's presence and put his feet on the head of death. People with a poor fund of knowledge do not know the difference between the death of a devotee and the death of a non-devotee. In this connection, an example can be given. A cat carries its kittens in its mouth and it also catches a rat in its mouth. Superficially, the catching of a rat and the kitten appear to be one and the same, but actually they are not. When the cat catches the rat in its mouth, it means death for the rat, whereas when the cat catches the kitten enjoys it. When Dhruva Maharaj boarded the airplane, he took advantage of the arrival of Death Personified, who came to offer him obeisances. Putting his feet on the head of Death, he got on the unique airplane, which is described here as a house. There are many other similar instances in Bhagavad literature. It is stated that when Kardama Muni created an airplane to carry his wife, Devahuti, all over the universe, the airplane was like a big city, carrying many houses, lakes, and gardens. Modern science has manufactured big airplanes, but they are packed with passengers who experience all sorts of discomforts while riding in them. Material scientists are not even perfect in manufacturing a material airplane in order to compare to the plane used by Kardama or the plane sent from Vaikuntha. They must manufacture an airplane equipped like a big city with all the comforts of life, lakes, gardens, parks, etc. Their plane must be able to fly in outer space and hover and visit all other planets. If they invent such a plane, they will not have to make a different space station for fuel to travel into outer space. Such a plane would have an unlimited supply of fuel, or like the plane from Vaikuntha, would fly without it. At that time, drums and kettle drums resounded from the sky. The chief Gandharvas began to sing, and other demigods showered flowers like torrents of rain upon Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva was seated in the transcendental airplane, which was just about to start when he remembered his poor mother Suniti. He thought to himself, "How shall I go alone to the Vaikuntha planet and leave behind my poor mother?" Poor Dhruva had a feeling of obligation to his mother Suniti. It was Suniti who had given him the clue which now enabled to be personally carried to the Vaikuntha planet by the associates of Lord Vishnu. He now remembered her and wanted to take her with him. Actually, Dhruva Maharaj's mother Suniti was his Patapradarshika Guru. Patapradarshika Guru means the guru or spiritual master who shows the way. Such a guru is sometimes called Shiksha Guru. Although Narada Muni was his Diksha Guru, initiating spiritual master, Suniti's mother was the first who gave him instruction on how to achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is the duty of the Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru to instruct the disciple in the right way, and it depends on the disciple to execute the process. According to Shastric instructions, there is no difference between Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru, and generally the Shiksha Guru later on becomes a Diksha Guru. Suniti, however, being a woman and specifically his mother, could not become Dhruva Maharaj's Diksha Guru. Still, he was not less obliged to Suniti. There was no question of carrying Narada Muni to Vaikuntha, but Dhruva Maharaj thought of his mother. Whatever plan the Supreme Personality of God contemplates immediately fructifies. Similarly, a devotee who is completely dependent on the Supreme Lord can also fulfill his wishes by the grace of the Lord. The Lord fulfills his wishes independently, but a devotee fulfills his wishes simply by being dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, as soon as Dhruva Maharaj thought of his poor mother, he was assured by the associates of Vishnu that Suniti was also going to Vaikuntha Loka in another plane. Dhruva Maharaj had thought that he was going alone to Vaikuntha Loka, leaving behind his mother, which was not very auspicious because people would criticize him for going alone to Vaikuntha Loka, not carrying with him Suniti, who had given him so much. But Dhruva also considered that he was not personally the Supreme. Therefore, if Krishna fulfilled his desire, only then would it be possible. Krishna could immediately understand his mind, and he told Dhruva that his mother was also going with him. This incident proves that a pure devotee, Dhruva Maharaj, can fulfill all his desires by the grace of the Lord. He becomes exactly like the Lord, and thus whenever he thinks of anything, his wish is immediately fulfilled. The great sage Maitreya continued, "Maharaj Dhruva was very dear to the Supreme Personality of God, and when he heard the sweet speeches of the Lord's chief associates in the Vaikuntha planet, he immediately took his sacred vow to dress himself with the warmest to perform his daily spiritual duties thereafter. He offered his respectful obeisance to the great sages present there and accepted their blessings." So here it describes how Dhruva Maharaj went to the spiritual planet. So generally people die and they leave their material body before going to the spiritual world. In this case we see something different. Dhruva Maharaj's body did not die, but it transformed and it became brilliant gold. And in that body, he was able to go to the spiritual realm. So he was, in other words, he more or less had the same body, though it transformed. He didn't have to give up that body. So we say we see some cases like that also. Narada Muni is also like that. And there's a few cases also. So it is not always inevitable that one has to give up the material body. But these are special cases of great devotees. And of course, Narada Muni, we know, is also Shaktivesh avatar of the Lord, so he has an eternal position and an eternal form like that. In any case, he got the direct blessings of the Supreme Lord, and he was able to surpass death, and he stepped on death's head and got into the Vimana. So he had none of the pains or problems associated with dying in the material world. But then it mentions here how he thought of his mother, because his mother had given him the first advice, a spiritual advice. So she was contributed to his spiritual success. Of course, Narada Muni, we can say, is the main factor. Such a great devotee that by his mercy anything can happen. So he is the one that gave mantra to Dhruva and gave him detailed instructions on how to worship the Supreme Lord. Nevertheless, his mother also had first told him to go to the forest, so without doing that, he would never have met Narada Muni. So therefore, she contributed to his spiritual success. So Dhruva was also indebted to her for that. We cannot say it was simply parental attachment, because he also had a father, Uchanapada. So it was because of her particular contribution of giving him first advice that he felt indebted to her spiritually. And therefore he thought of her when he boarded the airplane. So he thought that, how can I give up my mother, who has, she's responsible for this, my coming to this situation. In other words, he wanted Suniti also to go to the spiritual world. So normally everyone depends on their own qualification or going to the spiritual world. It's not that another person can desire and it happens. In this case, however, we see that because of Dhruva Maharaj's desire, the Lord also fulfilled that desire, and Suniti also was able to go. We can understand that Suniti was not in the same position as Dhruva. She did not see Vishnu form. She did not have such intense practice of bhakti, etc. And the Lord did not make any promises that I will take you to the spiritual world. So Dhruva was the one that actually was successful. Nevertheless, she had contributed to his success, and therefore she was rewarded for that. So somehow or other, the Lord was very merciful, and she got the benefit of Dhruva's advancement. This, of course, is not the only case where we see there is shared credit, so to speak. It is said that one can perform a codicil for another person, and another person can get the benefit. So we can do spiritual activities on behalf of another person. So sometimes the effects can be transferred. Now, of course, we expect every person to carry out his own spiritual life and not depend on another person. But we do see there is some influence of other persons also sometimes. We see blessings being given by which a person can advance, etc. So, and of course, we do know that persons like Narada Muni, they give blessings, and a person can advance very nicely.
or the Supreme Lord gives great mercy and a person can advance, anything can happen. So, similarly, Dhruva had some very great power because he became an associate of the Lord. Therefore, his wish and his desire also helped Suniti advance. She got a very, very great reward for whatever she had done by the blessings of, or let's say the mercy of Dhruva and the Supreme Lord. So therefore, she also became qualified to go to the spiritual realm. So in this way, Dhruva was satisfied, and Suniti's mother also was greatly satisfied, the Supreme Lord was satisfied, etc. So in this way, we got a perfect situation. So therefore, we should understand that the devotee and his desires are fulfilled by the Supreme Lord, by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. In all ways. We see that Dhruva had the desire for the kingdom, so he got the kingdom. The Lord, of course, had other plans, so he promised him the spiritual world. He got the spiritual world also. And then he desired his mother to go there also, and she was also able to go there. So the Lord makes arrangements for his devotees, extraordinary arrangements, which normally may not be possible, but because the Lord likes to please the devotees, therefore he fulfills those devotees' desires. So we can see the great mercy of the Lord and the affection he has for his devotees.
I said I have done to also open up to the balcony is making advancement in spiritual life. So the wife also makes advancement in spiritual life.
Well, since the wife serves the husband and the husband's a devotee, then she's serving the devotee, so that's her devotional service in one sense also. She's able to advance by that.
My Baba was not happy with the Bombay situation. You get
Nair.
Baba was not happy with him. So Baba contacted him. Since Baba prayed to Krishna that the guy should leave the body.
That's what they say. We don't know. He died anyway.
Thank you.